We are in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. You know, over the years and through my education, I have read books on poetry and literature. And some of those books on poetry and literature was a forced march, you know, some of the old English and so forth, but I read it and it certainly opened up my idea of how people are creative with words, and it kind of opens up imagination. I've read books on fiction that transport you to another place and another time, bringing you to another whole world. And I've read books on biographies where you learn about a person, you learn about who they are, you learn about somebody else in the world and what they've done and what's been a part of their lives. I read books on history, and that's my favorite. I read a lot of American history books, and it deepens your understanding of where you come from, deepens your understanding of the roots that we have in this country if you're reading American history. But there's only one book. There's only one book that transforms a life. There's only one book that changes a life and empowers the life for God and for God's glory. It's called the Bible. Amen? God's holy word. It is unlike any other book that we can hold in our hands or hold in our hearts. Before we continue too much further, let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we continue. Lord, we come before you. We pray for your guidance and direction as we speak about the Word of God. We pray that you might speak to our hearts. Help us to leave this place with a decision in mind, with something that we're going to do or not do, something that you've spoken to us about and we're going to take it to heart. Oh Lord, we come before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Word of God, the Holy Bible, is alive and it's powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, if you will. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Look at that first phrase. For the word of God is quick and powerful. The word of God, it means that it's alive and it's active. It's alive and active. It is alive and active because the person of God who wrote it is alive and active. Amen? Amen. God's alive. And this book we call the Bible is effectual and powerful to change lives. No other book can ever make the claim to change the souls of mankind. No other book can make the claim that the Bible has to impact cultures and governments and societies and peoples like the Word of God does. It is powerful. It is active and alive. The Word of God is able to change a life. I've read a lot of history books. I read fiction and biography. But only the Word of God gets down into the soul. Only the Word of God can change a life. This book we call the Bible is not a coffee table book. You know, you sit there, maybe you get bored, and your favorite program is not on, so you read a little bit of it. It is not to be put in a box or on a shelf or buried in the pastor's desk somewhere. You know, in thousands and thousands of churches on a day like today, on a Sunday, in 10,000 times 10,000 churches across this world on a Sunday, today the gospel is being preached and people are being saved and people are being changed and they're being turned from hell to heaven. Amen? Yes. In thousands of churches across this country and 10,000 of churches in this world, people are trusting Jesus as their Savior, and people are turning their lives over to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Christians are understanding what a holy God requires as this book is being preached. Marriages are being saved, and friendships are being restored. And churches are being strengthened. And it's all because of this book. And this book and the living word who brings it to us. And I say this to you. How about you? Is this book alive and active, powerful, effectual? Is it alive and active in your life?
Amen.
And in your home?
Amen.
Is it open today? Do you got your Bible? Would you lift it up? Do you got your Bible open today? You've got to have it open. Thank the Lord. Is it open in your life, day by day? Are you reading it? Are you meditating on it? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Look at it. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I want you to take your finger and I want you to put it on the word sword in that verse. The word sword. It is the same word used as armor for the Christian as he does battle against evil in this world. So hold your hand in Hebrews and turn to Ephesians 6 for a moment. Hold your hand in Hebrews 4 and turn to Ephesians 6 and verse 17. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. And it says in Ephesians 6, 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword. It is the very same Greek word. Ephesians 6, Hebrews 4 means a sword. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Back to Hebrews 4 and verse 12. The word sword really means a sword. It is believed to be a sword of warfare, a sword of battle with two edges where it goes both ways in battle. The word of God is not a butter knife. God does not want to butter your bread and make all things nice. You know, God does not want to just say, you're better than your neighbor. Or you're doing better than the day before. Or you're doing okay. That's not what God wants. This is a sword. The word of God is not a jackknife where you might whittle some little trinket. God's not tinkering with your life. God does not want to tinker on the edges of your life. God wants to transform your life. God wants to change your life. God wants to work in your life. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God wants to execute warfare against sin, against anything unholy. God wants you to be born again. Amen?
Amen.
God wants you to be a new creature. God wants you to be changed so that you'll never go back. And you'll never be the same because Christ is in your heart. God wants you, once you're a Christian, to be obedient to His word and to His ways. And God wants that He would be Lord of lords and King of kings in your life. And the word of God, as you read it and as you take it into your life, that's what He becomes. Lord of lords and King of kings. God wants transforming power to enter into your life. So every time you make a decision, Lord, is this what you want? Is this your direction? You look into the word. You look at verses that apply. Every time you speak or act, Lord, will it honor you? Lord, will it love other people? Every time you make choices about money, you're going to buy something. You can find verses that might apply. So it'll help you. Lord, should I spend money in this way? Friendships. Lord, this person, is it a Christian that will build me up in the things of God? The Bible talks about friendship, talks about unions between people. This book can change your life in friendships. Service. Lord, how do you want me to serve in 2016? My son likes to collect knives. We're talking about a sword. But my son likes to collect knives. Little knives, big knives, hunting knives. And for Christmas, he bought a knife for a gift for someone in the family. Not a little pocket knife for cutting hangnails or cutting a string. Not a knife where you might put in your pocket and go fishing and cut the line. No. When he pulled this knife out and I saw the blade, my eyes got big as saucers. And he gave that to someone for Christmas. It was somebody in the family. It was a serious knife. A large blade, something you might put up on the shelf and, you know, put out of reach. You know, some knives are like that. They've got a serious blade. They'll cut a rope or a branch or a cord. They'll cut something. They'll do something. When you see a blade like that, you know it's a serious tool for serious cutting. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, the sword of warfare. God's word is a serious tool. It is a two-edged sword. God means business. He means business in my life. And he means business in your life. To change and to transform and to reveal all for God and all for his glory. Amen? Amen. All for God and all for his glory. When you do your devotions, when you're reading through your Bible in a year, when you're reading through your Bible in a year, when you're using your Bible schedule, when you come to Sunday school, when you're in the services of the church, and this book is opened, you showed it to me before, you all held it up. When this book is opened, God means business. What about you? Are you ready for him to speak to you in 2016? Are you ready for him to do something in your life in 2016? Whatever sin it is, remember it's a sword of warfare. Whatever ugly habit it is from 2015, God's done with it. Are you done with it? God's done with it. Are you done with it? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, look at it. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, this book, this holy book we call the Bible, pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What does all of that mean? I mean, first of all, listen, the pastor is talking about a sword for warfare, a serious blade, a double-edged sword, cutting and dividing between soul and spirit and joint and marrow. Is this, now hang on a second, is this a God that so loved the world? Is this the God that 1 John says, that simple phrase, God is love? Is that who we're talking about today? I had surgery in December. They took a blade. I'm telling you what. It hurt. It hurt. I came home after surgery. I couldn't even get out of the chair without help. I couldn't go five steps without someone pulling me or dragging me or helping me along. The pain was real from that blade. And the recovery, I didn't expect it. I didn't expect what was coming. But I'll tell you what. It was done by a good surgeon. A surgeon who prevented serious trouble in the future with the blade that she used for that surgery. The cutting was real. The pain was real. And the fix for that medical problem was real as well. It was real. God, our Savior, the living word with the sword, with this sword that cuts both ways, a sword of warfare. He is Jesus, our Savior. He is the one who bled and died on the cross for us. The living word with the written word. He means us no harm. You gotta believe that. He's like that surgeon that wants to do good. He wants to do good. God only wants to help me and not hurt me. God only wants to help me and not hurt me. Say it with me. God only wants to help me and not hurt me. You've got to know that. And when you read the Bible, you see the love of God. It's true. It's true. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Look at it. This sword, this word of God, pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What does all this mean? God has the power, listen. God has the power to look deeply into the inner recesses of your life, and if possible, to divide soul and spirit, to divide joint and marrow, to make changes for God and for His glory, dividing soul and spirit, looking into the inner depths of your eternal self. Where is that in me? God knows. God can look into my eternal self to bring about change for good and for His glory. Dividing joint and marrow, looking into the inner depths of your physical self. The marrow is within the bone. No human eye sees it. A doctor may see it, but no human eye sees it. God's word is active and quick, powerful and alive, and can look deep within a person, can speak to the very depths of your being. Look at Hebrews 4:12. A discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This book, when you open it and you let it, it will judge your true thoughts, your true motives, your true goals, not just something you're faking on the outside. We've all done it. We've all done it. God can look through all my faking, and He can find out what I'm really thinking, what my real goals are, what my true intents are. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, look at it. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This book is unlike any other book ever written. Unlike any other book. It is powerful. It will reach within the depths of your heart, of your soul, of your being, for real change, for eternal change. But let me say this. If you let it, if you let it, let me put it this way. We live in a world of technology with passwords. Really, a password is just a gateway. Close the gate. You're not coming in. Now, passwords are great for protecting your bank account and sensitive information. You close the gate so not everybody can see your bank account, right? Gotta have gateways. But how do you use your passwords otherwise? Some people use their passwords to block everyone from everything. This is my life. You're not getting in. The door is closed. Nobody can see who I really am. Nobody can see what I'm really thinking. Nobody can tell what I really want, because I've got these passwords in my life, on my computer, on my tablet, on my phone, and everywhere. You're out and I'm on the inside. You can't know. You can't know the real me. I'm not letting you in. When it comes to others, and when it comes to God, let me ask you this. Do you try to put the gate down? You're not coming in here. I hear what the pastor's saying. That God knows me. God can really tell what I'm thinking. God can really tell what my goals are. I'm faking to everybody else, but God can tell. No way. My gate is down. God's not getting in. Let me say this. It goes along with what I'm saying here. If you are hiding your life online from your spouse and family, if you're not letting your spouse and family into your personal life, if you've got gates down and everything's closed, it's very unlikely you are going to open your life to God. Amen? Very unlikely you're going to open your life to God. If you are blocking your personal life from your spouse or from your family, it is very unlikely you're going to open this book. You're going to hear it in church. You're going to read it at home and let God change your life in 2016. Oh, don't let that happen. Don't put that gate down. God wants to change your life. God wants this year to be different than any other year. Get rid of that password. Get rid of that gate. Say, Lord, you know what I'm thinking. Change it. I confess it. Change it. Get rid of it in my life. This book is alive and powerful. This book can turn a soul from hell to heaven. This book can speak to the deepest part of you. This book can blow the smoke and all the lies and all the charades away. If you let it.
Amen.
If you let it.
Amen.
It will speak to your marriage in 2016. I'm telling you what. I've been married for 28 years. And I'm here to tell you as a pastor, been in the ministry for 20 years. If you don't let God into your marriage through this book, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble. You better let this word change your marriage in 2016. Shape your marriage and make it better and better and staying in tune with the Lord. It gives hard lessons to live by for finances in 2016. I want to buy this. I want to go here. I want to do that. Hang on. Let me find out what the Bible says. Let God speak to my heart as I open it up and read it day by day. This book, it gives parameters for who you should give your heart to as a friend. I love that phrase, best friend forever. You better be careful. You better be careful who you give your heart to. This book speaks to it. It speaks to surrendering to true service in 2016. If you let it, if you let it, if you say to God, here's my passwords, here's my life, you already know my true thoughts, you already know what's ugly and what's good, you already know it. Oh Lord, I'm lifting the gate of my life. And when I read my devotions, I'm going to let you speak to me. When I come in here and I've got my Bible open, maybe God's speaking to you today about something. Don't close that gate. Don't say, no, Lord, I'm going to go home and forget about it. No, you've got to let the Word of God speak to you. In 2016, I'm going to read this book through in a year. I'm going to read this book through in a year. I'm coming to Sunday school and I'm going to hear what the Bible study says. I'll be in the services with an open Bible and I'll take time to read my devotions without trying to beat a world record for speed reading. Hey, we've all been there. You know, just kind of blow through your devotions. Don't do it. Don't do it. Take some time for God in the morning. And let Him speak to you through His Word. I will hold this book. I'll hold this book. Like it really means something to me. And when God wants to cut something ugly out of my life. When God wants to do something in my life. God only wants to help me and not hurt me. God only wants to help you and not hurt you. 2 weeks ago. 60 read through the Bible schedules were given out in church. There are 19 on the back table. I looked at them during the week. It's time to get serious with the Lord. If you took one of those schedules, read it. Read the Bible. If you're behind, this is the best time to catch up. Genesis is historical narrative. It's a story. It's easy. Catch up this week. If you don't have one of those schedules, you go around the corner, grab one off the table. If they're all gone, you tell me. I'll get more. It's time to get serious with the Lord. There are daily bread devotionals on the back table. Still on the back table. It's time to get serious with the Lord. And Sunday school, the Bible study here, teachers study to present the Word of God. And we look up passages and we talk about the Bible. It is still 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. The service times haven't changed. We're going to meet together. You're going to read the scriptures. We're going to do it together. It's time to get serious with the Lord. And let me ask you this. Is God speaking to your heart about something this morning? Because I believe that's how God works. It's how He works in my life. During the week when I'm doing the work of the ministry, God says for me to do something. I don't hear an audible voice, but I can just sense. Visit this person. Call this person. Make a contact. Do this ministry. I just know He wants me to do it. And I better do it. Is God speaking to your heart today about something? Is God speaking to something that you should change in your life? It's time to get serious with the Lord. Would you bow your heads this morning? Would you bow your heads this morning as we close? I want to ask you a simple question. Will you commit? I'll hold this book. I'll hold it in my hands and in my heart. Would you commit to that? I'll hold this book in my hands and in my heart. And if God is speaking to you today, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or do anything. I want you to whisper a prayer. Oh Lord, I'll hold this book. Whisper a prayer to the Lord this morning. I'll hold this book in my hands and in my heart. Whatever changes you want, I am ready in 2016. Would you pray to the Lord? Would you talk to the Lord this morning? Would you whisper a prayer? This year is going to be different. It's going to be great. It's going to be good for the Lord, for His glory, for His person. Pray to the Lord this morning. Whisper a prayer to Him. As we're closing this morning, whisper a prayer. He's speaking to you this morning. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Lord, we come before You this morning. Your Word is powerful and active because You are powerful and active. You are alive and effectual in our lives. I pray, Lord God, that whatever decision You're wanting us to make this morning, we'll say yes to it. We'll say yes, and we'll change this week. We'll change as we go into the new year. Guide and direct. The Word of God is in our hands. It is in our hearts. Oh, Lord, we praise You and give You glory for it. We come before You in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.